Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. Grace and peace of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Praise to the Most High God. Oh, my God, man. This week, this feast week has been wonderful. I hope everyone had a beautiful feast week. Oh, my God, man, the Father so merciful. Just sat down with the family and just chilled. Easy, just sit down and ate until we can eat no more. Man, it was just wonderful, you know. I hope everybody's feast was as great as ours were before God, man. And I hope everybody enjoyed their feast. I hope the Father blessed everybody's table that showed up with the at the feast, you know, on his behalf. So, amen, God bless you, and we hope and pray that the Father continue to allow us to participate in those things belong to him, you know, like the feast days, you know. So, you know, these things, you know, are not just carte blanche, you know, like we just prone to get it because we the Israelites. No, it don't work like that. If you know to keep them, and if you dare to keep them, if he taught you how to keep them, that's an invitation from God to keep it. You know, and you have to stand up as an individual to keep it. You see, so, man, God is so merciful that he taught us how to teach our families to love on him, you know, and to remember him, you know. Just think about it, man. Just thinking about, man, it's the law. Thinking, man. Chill. And everybody reflected, man. You know, there's a lot. Yeah, a lot going on in our lives, you know. And we got a tendency to just chill and to reflect and think on some things, you know, pray about some things. You know. I hope the Lord sets some captives free on some things, you know. But that's neither here nor there. Right now we are in the first week, the first week of the 7 weeks of the Wave Walker, right? So, this is the second week. This is the second Sabbath. So, you know, we got 5 more to go. Then here come the Pentecost, right? So we on that count. Anywho, shalom, Israelite.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom, brother. Peace and peace.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, I had a question. Real quick. There is a second wave offering, correct?
Say again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said,
No.
The second wave offering? I mean, I didn't say that right. I said it wrong. I mean, there's a second Passover?
The second Passover, yes. It's on the 14th of May.
Okay, I've seen it. I was just wondering. Somebody else had asked me if it was possible to do it again, and I told them
that's the second. That'll be the second month. The first month and the second month of the new year have to be exactly 30 days, and that's why you gotta have exactly those first 2 months got to be 60 days, and in between those 60 days, you're gonna see the new moon and the full moon twice.
Right, that's what
that's
I just said. So
at the first in the end, and that's how you know this is the beginning of the year, because the beginning of the year starts like that every season. Both
It would be Friday sundown, right?
So what?
No, I said the second Passover. Wouldn't it be on like Friday sundown?
No, it would probably be a Wednesday or Thursday. A Wednesday or Thursday, I'm almost. Let me look at my calendar.
Okay.
Let's see. That sounds like that's a Wednesday or Thursday.
It looks like it's on the 13th of May 13th, because the first new moon, I mean the second new moon comes in on the 30th of this month. Yeah, the second new moon comes on the 30th of this month.
So
it kind of looks
the next new moon is the 30th. This would be one. You count 14 days from here, and that's when the next Passover.
That would be the 13th.
So what?
That would be the 13th.
Yeah.
That was all I had to ask, brother.
All right. But there it is. So just remember this. This is part of the calendar count that 30-day increments is the beginning of the year for those that believe in God. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have 30 days in both physical months after the new moon of Abib, you're in error, because the first and the second Passover have to be practiced exactly on those lunar months, which is just shy of a full moon every season from the month of Abib until the second month. The first and the second month is always going to be 30 days. That's how you know you're in the season. It just so happened, that's exactly what it was. We were in the season. So, but if you got a scripture, we're going to open up, and yeah, oh, by the way, we get all carried away in those things, and thank God for those things. But we are in the creation precept right now. We're in the creation precept. What do you mean? Well, we're dealing with those things that belong to God that's in the first day. And you know, he got 7 days that he put in work, well, actually 6 days, and then he rested. So he said, right, but that wasn't a dead rest. That's why it wasn't a dead rest, even though Adam and Eve was in the Sabbath. It wasn't a dead rest for him. He gave that to man, Adam and Eve, so they took part in the first Sabbath. The one that he's talking about is for himself. We haven't gotten to that yet. We're still in the first day. And we just happen to be dealing with angels, right? We're dealing with angels. We're dealing with how God created everything. So, God created what? Nothing. And put something in it. But before he had to put something in nothing, he had to put gauges on nothing because nothing go anywhere. Nothing is infinite, right? So he put gauges on nothing by creating north, south, east, and west. That created a magnetic pool, which give us a gravitational pool right now that caused the universe and the solar system and our oceans and our air, everything, the sun and our cosmos circular through this giant gravitational pool that was created from nothing, all because he added north, south, east, and west. It's this vortex that heaven rotates on, right? So we got into that. We see that heaven is in a circle. It's rolling in a circle. God walking on those things, right? We've seen that. So then he created these beings from heaven, which is the angels, the ministers of flame of fire, these guys, these angels, man. He has cherubims, he has seraphim. They have two different positions. That one has a position that they are in heaven. Other one actually travels. He could be a messenger, or he could be a destroyer. And he could be a good angel that's a destroyer. Ask Joshua. Ask Zechariah. He said, mark my people, and then that angel put out, then that angel went in on it with his sword. They could be holy angels too, even though he used the evil ones to destroy Egypt, you see. So this is that thing. So no, we're dealing with them right now. We're dealing with the minister spirits of the flame of fire. And what we normally do is that we bring them in along with what they're capable of and the difference in what they're bound by the law, you know. And before we actually get into the cosmetics and the physical and the image of what they are and what they look like, we try to first search out the law, what can and what they can do, how they manifest themselves throughout dimensions, dimensions, you see, different time windows, you know, from the internal time window to this time window, you know. This is our domain, this window here. They can operate in both. They have power to do that. That's the law for them, you know. Although we can't operate in the both, we can approach the both, but we can't operate in the both. They actually can. You see, so that's the law. We were dealing with those things, what they can, what they can't do. They don't have a skeleton, right? They don't have a skeleton. That's another thing we're going to get into. Let me put my hat on, my lid on it, and we're going to praise ourselves in. We're going to get into this because we want to start talking about the physical aspect of, you know, what they look like, the seraphim and the cherub. What, how they look, right? And we're going to pick up some other things along the way, right? So, Israel, if you got a scripture, let's stand, face Jerusalem, brothers and sisters, if my brothers and sisters can. Sisters, cover your heads, brothers, uncover your heads, and we stand and approach the Father.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed down the heavens also and came down, and the darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret pavilion place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. I have read Psalms 18, verses 1 to 13. May the Lord add a blessing into the reading and teaching of his word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us this our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, and delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy. And send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that heareth. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. Give us a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy and endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
So, what are the ministry spirits and a flame of fire? What are their jobs? What are they here for? You know, what's their purpose? Do they have a purpose? You know, can we coexist? That's another thing, you know, because they are aliens. They're aliens. They're from another world, and they're aliens. So can we coexist with them? You know. So let's look at those things. Well, let's first pull them out the ground. Let's go on to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11. Ezekiel 28 and 11.
Ezekiel 28 and 11 reads, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in that day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy way from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire.
Stop. So he just told us he created him from the heaven right there, from the midst of the stones of fire. He said he was perfect when they were created. The way they look is that they're covered in gold and silver and jewels and all that. And they have a pipe, man. They can sing. They're musicians. They can sing and they can do those things. We're going to look at some of that, right? But this is their appearance right now, is that they look like this. They have this thing, and the Lord says it's perfect in beauty. You know, and when we read it and then we start picking up what they look like, we start questioning those things. Like, really? You call this perfect beauty? And he said, yeah. You know, and think about it like this. You know, you come up in the first resurrection, you get one of these. You know, let's look at that. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 3. No, pick it up at 1.
Ezekiel 1 and 1 reads, now it came to pass in the 30th year in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Shabar, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God.
Wait. So here go the law of the dimensions. Here go the law that they can come from different time windows. He said the heavens was open, so they can coexist from different dimensions. They can't. This is our domain, so they're bound by our laws. They can't exceed our laws because he said he gave us dominion here. But they can only come in the power and the authority of God, where they can supersede the laws that belongs to us. That's
agreed
on the earth. But you see here, they're able to go from one dimension to the next. That's what he said. I saw among the captives by the river Shabar, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. Watch this. Continue.
Verse 2 reads, in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzai, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Shabar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire.
Stop. You see that? See, there was that gravitational pull, whirlwind. You see that? North, south, east, and west. There it is. That's indicative that the earth is round. North, south, east, and west, indicative there's a 360. No matter where you go, there you are. And you're always going to be in the globe. As long as there's a north, south, east, or west, as long as north, south, east, and west exist, you will always exist in a 360. So there will always be seasons, no matter what man will tell you, because that comes with time.
Amen.
Continue. But you see, this thing is in a fire that's enfolding. That's a controlled flame. He's in a fire that's enfolding itself. It's not out of control, like molten lava. No, wait a minute. Hold the figure here. Go to Psalms chapter 104. And verse 1, yeah. Now watch this.
Psalms 104 and verse 1?
Yes.
Okay. Psalms 104 and verse 1 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covered thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire."
See, man, have you ever seen a volcano erupt?
No.
The fire that's coming out of it, the fire that's coming actually out of the center of the earth, that's what heaven looked like. They're created from that. That's eternity. You can't do nothing with that. That's going to always be here. Either it's going to always be fire, or it's going to be always earth, but it's always eternity, because it's always going to be, ain't nothing you can do with a volcanic, nothing. So they're created from that, fire and ashes. They don't have a skeleton as we do, as God do. God has a skeleton. That's why he said don't break a bone in him. Because he had a skeleton that make him. That's the difference between man and God. Man and angels is that men have skeletons. This is why they're always raising up the skeleton of a man, because that's showing that that's another one that he took from the planet. And we wear T-shirts like that's some kind of bad deal, or we rebels or something like that, and that's not true. No, man, you're in the support of that. Of the fallen.
It's okay. Is it okay to wear a shirt with a skull on it?
No.
Thank you. I just was wondering. No, because people wear that.
Adam knew that we both are skeleton. He even said, "Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." Where did he get that from? God taught him that he has a skeleton. He never seen inside himself, but when he created Eve, he told him how he did it, and he said, "Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." We didn't hear him tell him how he did it, but how else he would know unless God told him? Let's continue. Let's go back. He said, "Make his angels ministers flaming spirits." He makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. So they are ministers, right?
Right.
Ministers. So let's look at this word minister. This is their job. Like some people, man, they want to be managers and supervisors and stuff like that, and never look the word up. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what the position they want to be in. They don't even know what you're talking about, In a lot of ways, it's sad. You see.
They don't know the right path to take.
Minister. Okay, ministering spirits of flame of fire. So this is their job, according to the law. They're made from fire. We got that because he said, I'm going to cast you out of the mountain of God, out of the flame of mountain of fire, because now we see heaven is on fire. And it's some kind of like real fire deal, man. I mean, no man can exist there, period. Flesh and blood, I don't care what it is, it can't exist there. The only way you can exist there is there's one of these things. And we're not one of these things. We're not created from this. We're created from the earth. So they can even exist in heaven. Heaven is created out like out of volcanic lava. That's eternity. That's what God is going to cast the angels in. They're going to burn up in that. That fire is hot enough to burn angels up. I'm going to tell you, hey, that woman, when she fell into the volcano, she disappeared before she even hit it. She disappeared before she hit the lava. She had already disappeared.
Mm.
The last thing she could do is breathe. Aside from that, she was disintegrated and never even touched a flame. These flames are going to be so hot that they're going to be able to burn up angels that's actually created from fire. Imagine that. Who want to be in a lake of fire that's hot enough to burn up angels that was created from fire?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a thought.
Go for it.
So it says this minister, one who is authorized to perform religious functions, as in a Christian church, especially in Protestant churches. Okay, so they're authorized in religious functions, even the feast days or the Sabbath days, and they were authorized. And that's why you got the devils in the synagogue on the Sabbath, right? And, oh, Jesus would have called them out. They authorized. Mm-hmm. That's part of the law. They're supposed to be there because. Not, but see, before man sinned, it would have just been the Holy Ghost. So it's the power of the minister that's there, or the wickedness that's there. It's this, that, and the other. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. It says this: a high officer of the state appointed to head an executive or an administration department of government, so they can cover your officials, like your governors and your kings. No wonder they got to be sworn in. No wonder they got to put their hands on the Bible, because they're looking for, they see a spirit. This is their job. And the God of Israel say, pray for your enemies, pray for your governors, pray for your rulers and things like that, even though if they don't be your brothers. Because he's in control of them, through them. He run the kings through these angels. This is what he do. So they run a government. This is why Satan is in government. That's why he's in movies and government and stuff like that. He's in it because he gave them a law that they can dwell in that. It's almost crazy that they created our world. They created a world in our world that they can exist and bind us in their laws, which is crazy. And this isn't their dominion. That's what happened when you got codexes and stuff like that. Anyway, it says attend to the wants and the needs of others. So your angel is supposed to attend to you. I don't mean change your baby's diapers or anything like that. But if you're not supposed to go before you. I mean, you may not be partner Red Sea, but you may be partner Red Sea for your family. A person serving or agent for another by carrying out specific orders or functions. This is the other thing. See, this is God saying this is their job. He said a person serving or an agent for another. That's God. by carrying out the specific for another, that's us, by carrying out specific orders or functions. A person serving as an angel, an agent for another by carrying out specific orders and functions.
Mm.
To attend to the wants and the needs of others. That's their job.
Amen.
This is what they call ministering spirits. You know, is there a person authorized to conduct religious worship and members of clergies and pastors? Or this is why when Solomon sat on the throne of God, the Spirit of God hit him. When Solomon sat on the throne of David, the Spirit of God covered him. That's what they're there for. For the ministering spirits. Let me see if I can find that. Okay, well, yeah, let's go back, because we see here they ministered spirits, the flame of fire, right? So it was created out of heaven, which is on fire, just like the earth. The earth is created from heaven. You know, so heaven was created first. Then he said he created heaven and earth, and then he created earth from heaven. So that's why earth core is eternal lava that can never be put out. That's heaven. That's a part of heaven that the earth was created from, and it has a crust. And it has a skeleton. It has a skeleton. It has granite stones and stuff like that. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a different... But it's, you know, but like man, like us, it's a heat in the core. Like we 98 degrees, 96 degrees, right? The earth core never burns out. The earth core never burn out. Man's core never burn out. The light of man will never go out, you see? So we are of the earth. Even though this body may go back to the dirt, because everything comes from it.
Amen, bro.
Never disappear from the consciousness, never disappear. That's the light. But that's a whole other thing. So they ministers, right? And they can coexist in different dominions, right? Physically. Now, we can coexist through different dominions, but not physically. They can physically do it. They can appear, right? So let's go back to that Ezekiel chapter 1, because they are appearing. They showing up in our domain. Because he said in a vision, I saw them. Saw them where? Coming into our domain. You know what vision is? That's image or imagination. That's a spirit. They came through the spirit. Imagination is invisible. A vision is invisible, but it's spiritual because it comes from imagination. So they're walking through a thought.
Mm.
They can only coexist with God because he's the author of that time window. That the angels can coexist in, and the angels only have a bound that they can operate in. Because he's operating that time window. We're going to read some of that. The angels can only operate in that time window they're allotted. But once you get one, like say you're a seal, like a prophet or something, they're with you forever. And they'll protect you even at the graves. They'll protect your skeleton.
Mm.
Ask Moses. They protected his skeleton. Okay.
I remember that's in the cave. He was in the cave.
Right, right. And Satan wanted his skeleton. And that angel was right there, so you better not even think about it. So nobody knew where Moses is buried.
Right, right, right. You're right.
So, Ezekiel 1 and verse 4.
Okay. Ezekiel 1 and 4 reads, "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. And out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a cow's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces. And their wings were stretched upwards. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward, whether the spirit was to go, they went. And they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel, and they four had one likeness. And their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. Okay, I see right now. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels."
Wait a minute. So first of all,
are these wheels eyes?
They got wheels. They got eyes. They move at the speed of light. They got four. They're four individuals with four faces. So one of them can only be Satan. One can only be Satan. Even though it's three more there. So those three may have had to agree with him to deceive the rest of the angels, because you see, it's four. He said, "I've seen the likeness of four living creatures, and all of them have four faces." So that means that Satan can only be the leader of those four. And then they were agreed that they would deceive the rest of heaven. So you see that he has eyes all over his body. He has a
right.
wheel. He has a wheel, right? That
right.
And
they
like. And guess what? You know what that wheel remind me of? You ever seen this ride called a fast wheel? What
Ferris
it do
wheel?
Is, no, the fast wheel. What it do
oh,
is, it make, you get
floor
inside
drop.
Of it and the floor drop.
Yeah.
But it plaster you up against the wall because it's spinning so fast that gravity is throwing you against the wall. But you can't tell it because you're going in circles, right?
Right.
So you're not even dizzy when you come out of there. You was going so fast. This is called a fast wheel. But that wheel up under it was just going around like that. That's what's happening with them. That wheel up under there, man, they got a wheel that's spinning so fast, Jack, that it moves faster than light. That's burning rubber. Right? And then they got all these decorations going on, right? They got all these different lights jumping up and down there. You know, I'm not surprised that some of these air pilots have seen some of them. But they you know, man, you know, since some of that information got out, they clouded it up with a flying saucer or some madness like that, you know. But
right.
what they saw was one of these. Because that's exactly how it, you know, when they describe them and they say, well, they look like this and they look like that, and then you got the abductor. Well, we still waiting on one of them to pop up from somewhere. But that's another conversation. Anyway. So you got these beings that look like this. So these are the only two things. These are the three things in the creation right now. What a, you know, this in the what you call the higher food chain. God, angels, and men, or God, men, and angels. You know, how do we want to look at it? I look at it by intelligence. So I would say God, angels, and men until man gained intelligence of God. Then I would say God, man, and angels.
Agreed.
But that's what they're here for. So they got all these, they're doing all these different things. And then they got this face of an ox, a face. They got feet like a calf feet. They got a face like a man, a face like an eagle, a face like a lion, and a face like a bull. And then a face like
right.
a man. Right?
Right?
Then they got a face like a man, right? And then they got wings, right? They got,
yeah.
they got what is it, six wings? Or is that four wings per angel? Is it four per
yeah.
angel? Okay, four per angel. So each angel
yeah.
has four wings, which is contrary to all the angels we saw in all the comics and all that stuff. They got four, right?
Right, right. Yes, sir. Yes.
Let's see. Let's count it. Let's go and look. Let's pick it back
Ezekiel,
up at
Ezekiel 1.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Ezekiel 1 and 6 reads. Everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings.
There it is. They have four wings. You see. Hey, let's look at this. Let's go on the Revelation chapter 4. Right? Revelation chapter 4. Let's see how many wings the cherub got. Revelation 4. And
verse 1.
Verse 1. Just read, because then you get you get an idea how angels sound like. You know, because angels don't talk like people think, like, oh, I'm coming to eat you and your children. That's not how angels talk. Anyway,
Revelation 4:1, when you receive it, read. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle, and the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Stop. So the cherubim got 6 wings. See that? Cherubim got 6 wings.
The seraphims have 4 wings?
They got 6. Read 8 again.
And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
And remember now, he said this, and they sound as the sound of what? Go to verse 1.
After I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said,
stop.
Come up hither.
So, there's a whole bunch of them that had the sound, this sound like trumpets that was talking. Well, how do a trumpet talk? See, this is what I'm saying. When people be thinking you know, they all possessed by devils and stuff like that, I think y'all be clowning out. Because that's not what I get when I read the scriptures. I just think people imitate the things that's in this world, and they're simple enough to believe it. I do believe that angels can take over people. I do believe that.
Yes.
I believe that people can allow themselves to be manipulated by spirits.
Yes.
I believe it. I believe that some people on this planet allowed themselves to be manipulated by spirits. And because of that, they were put up. And this is what God said, they could sell themselves to these spirits because they're on the clock. You only got a certain window on the earth when you sell yourself to one of these spirits, because your clock can be from 70 to 80 years old. You sell yourself to these spirits, then you can find yourself, your days cut short. The only way you get more days is that you get more people to sell their souls. And you get to live. That's what these people being bought in all these contracts. They don't even know it. But so, like I said, they created a world in our world to bring us into bondage. That's what Satan said is given me, right? All the things
right.
there, you fall down and worship me, these things are blown to you, but what do you have to trade? Time. You have to trade time. That's all you can trade. And then they get to use you. Ask Michael Jackson. So he sound as a trumpet, man. They sound like a trumpet. They got beautiful voices. It's not that old exorcist madness that we saw in the Roman church and all that stuff. You want to hear what angels sound like? Let some of these people sing. I'm not in disagreement with the three tenors. I'm not in disagreement with, not Chaka Khan, but Dionne Warwick's daughter. Bobby Brown wife. Yeah,
Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Her, she had one of them voices. And then, you know, you got a lot of masculine men had them voices too. You know, like Earth and the Fire. They had those voices. They could do those things, man. And they had the horn section. All those things came from the air, which come from the angels. And you can't deny it. It's what you do with it, you know. But then you ask yourself, Maurice was here, but only for a little while. You know, did he sell himself? You know, my elder brother Azari said, man, Earth and the Fire was balling up until they started going into that Egyptiology, and that's when they fell off. I said, and I couldn't disagree. But here it is. You see that they have this thing, but there is a distinction between the two. Both of them can sing. Both of them have four faces. Both of them can move with the speed of light, right? But
right.
One got four wings, and one got what?
Six wings.
One got six wings.
Seraphim, so, cherubim.
Do that make the seraphim bigger?
Not sure.
Well, if you got six wings, that would make you bigger.
Yes, you're right. You're right, sir.
If you got compared to six to four, that would have to make them bigger, right? So
yes.
This only makes sense. Go to Revelation chapter 12. Pick it up in verse 1.
Revelations 12 and 1 reads, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head.
Now, this is where they start getting the image of the devil in a negative light, but this is not what he looked like. This is how the world perceives him, you know. This is how, you know, whenever you see the world perceive the devil as some type of tyrant, monsters coming out of sewers eating everything, right?
Right.
You know, stuff like that. No, this is not, this is far from the truth. You see, but this is where they get the mindset. This is what happens when you don't allow the priesthood of God to teach the truth, but you allow those that haven't been yet circumcised to teach the truth. But continue. And I know some of us is wondering who this woman is. That's the wife of God. This is her before she was brought into the planet, before there was even a planet. Her story was already told, even before there was angels. and that she was going to have a child. Anyway, go ahead.
Verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
Right, well, that red dragon, the red dragon is Esau, or the Herodian, who, up under that jurisdiction, put Christ on the cross. And he used the Roman Empire to do it. So it's wrong upon the Pilate that they did it. This is that conversation. But it was Satan that moved the Herodians to use the Romans to kill Jesus. This is that thing. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, that's that conversation. But he did this. He drew the third part of the stars of heaven and then cast them to the earth, right? And they tried to kill him. Go ahead. That was at the birth, and they saw the star, and they left to go to Egypt. Oh, excuse me. Continue. Ah, that's dusty. Continue.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry.
Sir?
Yeah. All right. Verse 4, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
That was Herod talking about. He asked 3 wise men where he was going to be born. That's red. That's Esau. That's him. The Herodians are the children of Esau. Read on.
For to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up in unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
See that?
And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Stop. So there were the cherubims fighting against the seraphims, which, you know, when you consider the 4/6, I mean, you get 4/6, that would give them a little more power. You see, this is that thing. That would get them more power, you know. Let me see if I can find that scripture. Oh, my God. Yeah. We're going to find that. That's in the Psalms. And he shows how he used them. There it is, Psalms 103. Well, first this, go to Psalms chapter 91. Psalms chapter 91 and verse 11.
Psalms 91 and verse 11 reads, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear the verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
See, they're going to lead guide to you. They're here to lead and guide you and minister to you that you stay on the path. And that's what they're going to do. And he said he's going to give his angels charge over you. And they're going to defeat the enemy because you can see they got power over them. What do you mean? Watch this. Go to Psalms 103 and 20. Psalms 103:20. In fact, pick it up at let's pick it up a little higher than that. Let's pick it up in Psalms 103 and pick up at verse 17. And it's going to be the last verse.
Okay, yes, sir.
Today.
So 103 and verse 17 says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
See, that's what the law is. They can go anywhere in his dominion. That's part of their law. That's why they can coexist with us. They can go in all his places, everywhere. That's part of their law. That's given to them. And then he said this, and bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Right? And bless ye the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the word. See, that's how they was able to defeat the enemy in heaven and kick him out. I don't know. Maybe the seraphim is like a royal army or something. I gotta receive the fact that if they got six wings over four, that gives them more power.
Wouldn't that make Michael a seraphim?
You're right. That's what I'm talking about. I see seraphims have they're more powerful than the cherubim. Just by reason of the two other wings. That's like having a car that's, okay, a six-cylinder over a four-cylinder. Of course.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yes, sir.
So, hey, let's leave it like that. And God willing, we live, we'll be able to pick this up next Sabbath in the creation. And those of us that's been listening, man, I just got to tell you, I hope everyone had a beautiful Sabbath. And I hope and pray that everybody, you know, continue to enjoy the Father feast days. And I want to say this, everyone that's listening, you know, we have increases, man. We have increases in the UK. We have increases in Japan. We have increases in Canada. We're getting a great increase in Israel. And the United States is really doing it big for us. So we're just going to give a shout out to our listeners in Russia. God bless you. Over in the red. Hey, thank you for listening. let's see, those of us in the United Kingdom, God bless you. Like you said, we've seen an increase in you. God bless you. Germany, thank you for tuning in and staying tuned in. France, welcome back. Oh, wow, little France. Hey, welcome back, family. Thank you for tuning in. Turkey, always, thank you for hanging in there. Iran, thank you for hanging in there. Tell some friends. We'd like to see some increases coming out of there. And I can't catch this. Yeah, Pakistan. Amen. Thank you for hanging in there, you guys. Man, thank you. India, you too, always blessings, always hanging in there. Thank you for your support. Indonesia, all praises. Thank you for hanging in there. God bless you. Hope you enjoyed the feast days as well. Australia, see increases in Australia. Praises. Once again, over here we have Japan. Thank you again, Japan. Thank you. Tell a friend. All praises. And you, South Korea, you still in there. All right, praise God. Hang in there. It only gets better, right? So I think I got everybody. Wait a minute. Brazil, forgive me. God bless you. Always hanging in there. And let me see. Right here. I think I got everyone. Did I? Okay. All right. And of course, Canada. Of course, the States. And yes, we did speak those names in our listeners. And all praises to you for listening and continue to listen. And we hope and pray that the Father continue your increases in your walking before Him. In Jesus' name, and we hope everyone had a blessed week. We hope and pray that the Father allow us to be in His kingdom. Those of us that practice the calendar and things like that, you know, obviously know when the feast days are here and there. So we need to know those things. Amen. So, with that being said, we want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, Brother Keith, before we close out, is there anything you would like to add to this conversation?
You know what? I want to say it was a wonderful lesson. You know, people, they do got a really bad imagination about what's going on out here, and you know, I just pray that they just, you know, listen to the visions and dreams and the slumber in their head when God's talking to them and stuff, not to listen to this world. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful lesson. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised you didn't talk about Tophet or whatever when you were talking about the fire, because I did find that in here, but probably another time, because it's actually a whole lesson about Tophet. But
right.
I just want to say it was a great lesson, brother.
Well, we're not really done with it yet, man. Even though we're still dealing with the angels and their positions, we're not really done with that scenario. You know, we're going off into the angels and their works and their power and where they created from and the things of that nature. But they will be judged. We're going to get back to that because the angels are going to have to be cast into that. But then the angels, being formed from fire, have a resistance to fire, because remember Samson's mother and father, the angel appeared to his mother first, and then she told her husband. And so they prepared a sacrifice, and they wanted to know if it was God or an angel. And then the angel said he was an angel, and then they asked him his name. He said, "Why you ask my name, seeing that's hidden from you?" And then he stepped into the fire of the sacrifice and ascended up to heaven. So there's a fire that they're created from that won't burn them up like the little fires that will burn us up.
I remember you said
fire. Our fires won't burn them up, but that fire that's in the center of the earth will. We can't generate that kind of fire.
Agreed.
So,
yeah, I just want to say one more thing, and I'm done with what I was saying. I just want to say, excellent teaching today, brother. You know, glad the Lord put that on your heart continually, and for that, for us to be a part of the Solemn Assembly today on the Sabbath day, slash part of the Passover. No. I just want to say my testimony too is I did appreciate it very much, and I always prayed to be allowed to hear that and to learn and teach others as well. My my youngest daughter just turned 23 today. I mean, she just turned 14 today on the 23rd. So, she just turned 14. And my birthday's on the 27th in a few days.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, my brother. That's a beautiful thing. So,
yeah.
Hey, brother. Well, hey, man. I appreciate great job reading. Great job, flowing through the scriptures. We're able to get this message across clearly, I hope, to the edification of whoever given our time to, giving them time to us that we will be edifying to them. So, once again, thank you for your time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people.
Sound of the Living Water Radio Show. Sound of the Living Water. Sound of the Living Water. Sound of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio shows.